Researchers have made the most in-depth estimate yet of the world's ant population. The total number of these resourceful insects was estimated to be 20 quadrillion. A quadrillion is expressed with a 1 followed by 15 zeros. The estimate means that there are about 2.5 million ants on Earth for every human. Ants have been on the planet since the dinosaur age. The oldest known ant fossil dates back about 100 million years to the Cretaceous period. There are more than 12,000 known species of ants. Generally, the insects are black, brown, or red, with bodies divided into three parts. They range in size from about 1 millimeter to 3 centimeters long. They like living in soil and attaching themselves to plants. Patrick Schulteis is an insect expert with the University of Würzburg in Germany and the University of Hong Kong. He was the co-writer of a study that describes the estimate in the publication Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Schulteis told Reuters that ants play a very important part in almost every ecosystem on Earth. For example, they aid in the cycling and breaking down process of plants. They help to spread seeds and soil. But most of all, it is their high abundance that makes them key ecological players, Schulteis said. Ants, whose closest relatives are bees and wasps, are native to nearly everywhere on Earth, except for Antarctica, Greenland, Iceland, and some island nations. I was amazed that the ants' biomass was higher than that of wild mammals and birds combined, said Sabina Newton, another lead researcher. She noted that the insects' biomass reaches 20% of the human biomass. That, she said, shows the importance of their influence in nature. The scientists based their research on 489 studies of ant populations across the continents where they live. Our data set represents a massive collecting effort of thousands of scientists, Schulteis said. He added that the team used the data to estimate the number of ants for different areas of the world, as well as the total worldwide number and biomass. Most ants were estimated to live in the hottest and wettest parts of the world. Forest environments and dry areas had larger populations than cities. There are certain parts of the world where we have little data and we cannot reach reliable estimates for all continents, Schulteis said. Africa is one such example. We have long known that it is a very ant-rich continent, but also very understudied, he added. Ants generally live in colonies, some of which include millions of insects. They are divided into groups with different jobs, such as workers, soldiers, and queens. The workers, all females, care for the bigger queen and her babies. They also take care of the nest and search for food. Males mate with the queens, then die. Schulteis said that while humans might find ants annoying, There are many reasons we should be thankful for their existence. Think about the amount of organic matter that 20 quadrillion ants transport, remove, recycle, and eat, he said. In fact, Schultheis said ants are so necessary for a series of biological processes that they can be seen as ecosystem engineers. He noted that the late ant scientist E.O. Wilson once called the insects the little things that run the world. I'm Brian Lynn.